The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately, his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And one last little thought for you for the Advent season. Our first reading and our gospel, they flow together. And they were designed to flow together. First reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. And you might know that Malachi was the last prophet of the Old Testament, and that this reading was his very last prophecy. That before the Messiah came, someone would prepare his way. Who was the one who would come and prepare the way of the Lord? Well, we know that that's John the Baptist, right? The one who comes in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Now, if John the Baptist prepared the way then, who prepares the way now? And the simple answer is that you do. After Jesus Christ, after the Holy Spirit, after Pentecost, after grace, after sacraments, there's one and one thing only that keeps God from getting through, and that is our own stubbornness. Who prepares the way of the Lord now? Who declutters the heart? Only you can do that. And a real simple message today, that one of the things that we need to do that is silence. Silence isn't just something that's nice to have if you can get it. Silence, rather, is something that we need. Something that God himself uses to help prepare hearts to receive him. The prophet Malachi, once again. Prophet Malachi, the last prophet of the Old Testament, the year was around 450 BC. After God sent Malachi to Israel, what did God send next to Israel? And the answer was that God sent silence. For almost 500 years, God sent silence. The seed had been planted, but it needed silence to grow. Similarly, here in the gospel story of Zechariah. You remember the story of Zechariah, don't you? Here's hoping that you do. It was told most clearly in our gospel on Monday. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, who would not believe that he could become a father in his advanced age. And so Gabriel strikes him mute. For 9 months, strikes him mute. Now, that's not just a punishment. That's more than just a punishment. God sent Zechariah what he needed. Zechariah needed silence. His heart was cluttered. I guess his heart was cluttered with pride. But the seed had been planted. But it needed silence to grow. Now, here's the good news. Silence is not an absence of sound. Silence is an absence of freely willed distractions. There are some things you can't get away from, right? Certain sounds, you can't get away from them. Silence is not the absence of sound. It's the absence of freely willed distractions. And that means that you must choose to find it. Turn off the screens, turn off the music, even close the book. Even if you can't find silence in your home, you might have to get up and take a walk. You might have to get up and take a drive. One of my favorite places to find silence, early morning. Nobody else is awake. It's absolutely beautiful. But you need silence. You must choose it. Our society does not understand silence. And as a consequence, it does not hear God's voice. Have you noticed that no matter where you go, there's never silence? There's always something playing. You go to the restaurant, there's something, music playing. You go to the restroom, there's some kind of music playing. You ever notice this? You go to the gas pump, and now they've got some little screen there, and they're playing something at you. I recently discovered those things have a mute button. Don't be afraid to use it, all right? But you need to find that silence. Psalm 36, verse 10, well, probably my favorite verse in all the scriptures. Be still and know that I am God. What that means is before God can find you, you first have to find stillness. And before you can find stillness, you have to choose it. Calendar tells us that the Advent season's coming to an end. But Advent is the one season that never comes to an end. Not until we reach the kingdom of heaven, please God, we all make it. Because until then, we will always be preparing the way of the Lord. A little thought now for the very end of the Advent season. Find silence and choose it, that the Lord might find a welcoming in your heart. And last, for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. John of Canty, pray for us.